So before we start the episode, just a quick show note. We have a giveaway of a $50 Amazon gift card. Actually, two $50 Amazon gift cards. So if you enjoy the podcast, Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn Podcast, just go to my most recent episodes. In the last few most recent episodes, like episode 221 and 220 and so forth, go to the show notes and you will see their links and instructions on the giveaway for the card. So basically the way it works is just give this podcast, Alpha Male Buddhist, a 5-star review and you qualify for a $50 giveaway. I will pick the top 2 5-star reviews and each of the 2 winners, which I decide on, will get a free Amazon $50 gift card emailed to them with the number and such, and you can just purchase something on Amazon and put those numbers in. All the reviews must be posted on or before September 30th, 2024, so you still have about 2 weeks. Winners will receive their gift card right around October 1st of 2024, so in a couple of weeks. If the podcast app does not allow you to give a 5-star review, then just simply type in the words 5 stars for the Alpha Male Buddhist podcast in the app player comment box. Some of them, there's 1 or 2. I think Spotify doesn't let you give 5 stars, but you can type comments. So just type in 5-star. Or you might be able to put 5-star in Spotify. I'm not sure. You'd have to go through and check it out because it changes so fast. Really, the podcast catch apps that really allow you to do that are going to be the Apple Podcast, which is all of these links are in the show note description. Links you could click and it'll take you right to my show where you can leave the 5-star review. So it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Podchaser, and Good Pods. Again, in order for you to win the contest, I need to actually see the 5-star 5-star review or the 5-star in the comments. I must be able to see it, you know, on my end, on the podcast apps, in order for you to qualify for that gift card. So yeah, go check out the show notes. The links are all there. Just click them, go right through. If you have any questions about the contest, my email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. So just reach out and I'll kind of give you a little guidance with regard to that. So do want to thank you for listening and let's get them 5-star reviews coming in and get a chance, actually 2 chances of winning a $50 Amazon gift card. So check it out. Each contestant is only eligible to win 1 gift card. You cannot enter and win both gift cards. So go check it out.
Be the hero of your own movie. If your life was a movie and it started now, forget about whatever financial disasters you've had, personal failures, relationship failures. What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things. We define ourselves far too often by our past failures. We look at our past and we say, well, that's me. That's not you. You are this person right now. You're the person who's learned from those failures. And you can choose to be the hero of your own movie right now. Write down your goals. Write down things you want to improve. Write down things you won't tolerate from yourself. Write down things that you've done in the past that you never want to see yourself do again. And go forth from here as the hero of your own movie. Build momentum. Build confidence and momentum with each good decision that you make from here on out. You can do it. Anyone can do it. We live in unique times. We live in one of the rarest times in human history where you can choose almost all the input that comes your way. Whether it's the movies that you watch, the books you read, the podcasts you listen to, you can choose to be inspired. Do that. Do that and be the hero of your own movie.
Welcome back to episode 24 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. In this episode, we're going to listen to a few clips of Joe Rogan from his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. And in my opinion, and many millions of people's opinions, it's the best podcast out right now. He's just very eclectic, covers a lot of topics, very motivational. And the one quality that I really do love about Joe Rogan is he's brutally honest. And he doesn't really pull any punches. You know, he gives it to you just the way you need to hear it. Podcaster out today. And I've been listening to him before he had a podcast, when he had some MP3 files that he played on his website. And I was listening to those, like, repeatedly. and they were really good. And he just really hopped on the podcasting from the very beginning, from the get-go. But anyway, Joe Rogan is the man. He was a U.S. Taekwondo champion when he was very young. And yeah, the guy's very inspirational, very motivational, very, very intelligent, tremendous interviewer, you know. I was watching an interview with him the other day with Randall Carlson, and they were going deep, man. This guy kind of holds his own on any topic, and has some great guests, Eddie Bravo and Joey Diaz, and some really, you know, good crew that he has, man. He's a great guy, and I love Joe Rogan. He's the man. But anyway, we're going to listen to some motivational clips from his podcast, where he just speaks about life and his belief systems and his philosophy and his tactical approach to living life to the fullest. So we're going to get into listening to some Joe Rogan. And yeah, man, I don't have to make too much commentary on this. It's all pretty much self-explanatory. So let's get into it.
It's good to treat other people the way you'd like to be treated yourself. It's like a golden rule, and there's a reason for it. And that reason is that we're connected in some strange way that we don't totally understand. And unless you are good to other people around you, unless you're kind and friendly and warm and loving, you're not going to enjoy this life. You're just not. You're going to be problems everywhere you go. You're going to have problems everywhere you go. You got to figure out a way to enjoy this life. It's not because of Jesus. It's not because of Moses. It's not because of anybody that may or may not have ever existed. It's because that's how you fit in better in the world. That's how you stay positive. And it doesn't have to be some shit that was written 5,000 years ago on and animal skins. That doesn't have to be the golden rule because it's old. You know, that's dumb. We need to figure out, like, now, today, what is, you know, the best way to live your life? What is the, you know, there's got to be ways where you can be putting forward the most positive energy. I mean, we know objectively what's causing pollution. We know objectively what's causing birth defects and, you know, and we're taking in too much chemicals and not enough vitamins. We know objectively all this stuff. We know how to organize our world, and yet we don't do it. We know how to organize our health, and yet very few people do it. We know all these things. The right path to, like, being like a happy, healthy person is to do all the shit that we already know you're supposed to do. Take care of your body. Take care of your health. Take care of your mind, your stress. Meditate, be kind to people. We all know that. I mean, you ask anybody, they know how to get by and to be the most evolved version of you that you can be. I mean, it's not like a magical checklist. If you talk to people about it, you said, okay, here you got a person, you want to improve them. What are the things that you're going to do to them? Okay, well, if I was a life coach, the first thing I would say is this guy's got to get on a diet that makes him healthy. I don't mean a diet just to lose weight. I mean just healthy foods in your body. Many vegetables. Vegetables, a lot of good quality protein, a lot of water, stop the sodas, stop the bullshit. Start working out your body and get a better sense of, like, how this machine feels when it's moving, it's flowing better, there's less tension in it, your mind feels, like, relaxed, and you enjoy every single moment of the day better. Step one. Everybody knows that step, right? What's step two? Be cool to people. Be nice to as many people as you can. Smile at as many people as you can. Have them smile back at you. Tip well when you go to restaurants. Just do the most you can. Be as nice as you can, you know, and just still manage to not have people walk all over you. Just get through this life as nice as you can. What else? Do what you want to do with your life, right? Don't go be doing something you don't enjoy. Don't get locked into, you know, a car that you can't afford and doing something crazy because you need the money. Don't do that. Do what you want to do. Do what the fuck is it that you really want to do? Because if someone else is doing it, you can do it. You know? I mean, everybody makes their own path through this world, but a lot of people don't follow the path that they really feel pulled to. You know, just for whatever reason, they got negative programming. You know, when they were kids, someone told them they couldn't do it, or told them to take the shortcut, or take the sure route. That's a sad thing, man, when you talk to dudes, especially like talented dudes, and they don't follow up with what they want to do, you know? There's a bunch of people that will say, yeah, well, I have a family, so, you know, it's a great idea for you to just go out there and go crazy. I have people to support. You need to listen. Stop saying that. Stop saying any of those things. Every single person who has ever done anything worthwhile or exceptional or difficult or extraordinary, anyone, whether it's great artists or authors or mathematicians or whatever the fuck it is, everyone encounters difficulties. There is no easy road. It does not exist. It is impossible. Everyone has issues. If you have time to pursue a hobby, if you have time to do anything in your life, you can better yourself. And here's one way you never better yourself. When you come up with excuses for why other people are successful and you're not, that shit is f-ing dangerous. When you give yourself an escape, yeah, well, that's easy for you to say, you know, you do this, you do this, and trust me. Everybody has a hard road. I wanted to jump out a window several times during my young life. I wanted to jump in front of a train and just end it because it's too much pressure. Not really. But you know what I'm saying. Theoretically. We all go through hard times. We all go through depression. We all go through doubt and moments in your life where it's really difficult and you're trying to figure out what the your path is going to be. It's hard as shit. Stefan and I were talking about this before the podcast starts, that is what makes you a person. And those difficult moments are what build your character. Show me a great man who's the son of a great man. You know, that's what we're saying. These kids that are born billionaires, you're never going to be a self-made person. You have a backup trust for your backup trust for your trust, and you're man. I'm fascinated by martial arts. I'm fascinated by comedy. I'm fascinated by many, many different things. I don't understand when people say they're bored, because if I had the time to live 100 lives, I'd be speaking different languages. I'd be living in different countries. I would try a number of different careers, because I think there's a lot of unbelievably fascinating, puzzling, complex things that you could study in this world. Mm. That's just me and my personality, but that's a personality also that I've cultivated over years of challenges.
Were you like that as a kid too?
Well, I was involved in martial arts very early, yeah. And I think that is one of the things that motivated me to explore difficult tasks, because through difficult tasks, you learn an incredible amount about yourself, and you through the fire of competition, you get to understand motivation. You get to understand the resistance that you have inside your mind to doing hard work. Mm. You get to understand the rewards of discipline. Like, you don't truly appreciate relaxation unless you've worked hard. Mm. And that is the yin and the yang of life. And I've said this to the point of people getting sick of it, but one of the worst decisions a man can make, I can only speak for men, obviously, is to be comfortable. I don't think you should try to be comfortable. I think what you should try to do is try to earn comfort. Mm. And if you can get a day off where you've worked hard and you've accomplished goals, that day off will be so sweet. When I work hard and I sit in front of the TV, I enjoy the shit out of it. I put my feet up. I have a nice drink. You know, I enjoy my free time.
One of those chairs that nids your back or something like
that?
I
do have one of those.
Do you really?
Those are great.
They're great, right?
Yeah. I don't use it that much, though. Honestly, I'm more of a workaholic than I should be, probably. If the balance was, I probably should relax more than I do, but I never feel like I earned it. But that's part of the reason why when I do feel like I earned it, I can enjoy it. It's because I am more connected to the idea that I need to accomplish things. Mm. And it's not like for anybody else's benefit other than my own, or anybody else's approval other than my own. I just, when I have a task, whether it's today I'm going to write 1,000 words, you know, or 2,000 or whatever the number is. If I don't do that, I write things down. Like, I'll write down a list of things that get accomplished that day. And if I don't accomplish that, I'll get sick. Like, it'll drive me crazy. If I can't fill out that list, that drives me nuts, you know, but that's what led me to be a championship level martial artist. Mm. That's what led me to achieve it's like that. It's the reinforcement of those goals, like understanding that you can achieve those goals. It's going to be difficult. You're going to push through the difficulty, and then you're going to understand what difficulty truly is and how much of it is just mental, how much of it is just in your mind, this adversity to difficult task or to struggle, you know. And a lot of people have that. They're scared of complications. They're scared of failure. Failure is a big one that people are afraid of, but failure is one of the most important things you could ever have as far as like the motivation to do things differently. Mm. One of the reasons why I think that I'm good at friendships and relationships is because I've failed at them in the past. One of the things that I'm good at comedy is because I bombed on stage. One of the reasons why I'm good at work is because I've been a shit worker in the past. And I know the feeling of failure, the feeling of shame, of being like a weak, non-motivated, lazy person. That's a weak feeling. You don't respect yourself. You know, and I have this phrase that I use all the time to people to try to motivate people. I say that be the hero in your own movie. Pretend that if your life was a movie and your life started now, what would the hero do? What would the person that you respect do? What would the person that you admire, person that inspires you, what would they do? Well, do that and if you do that, you slowly build momentum. You like, today I did what I wanted to do. Today I started a class in yoga. I did this. I did all these things that I was saying I wasn't going to do. And now I feel momentum. And momentum is a very important point in people's lives. That's why some folks don't like to take days off, because they feel like they're losing momentum and they sort of have to restart the wheel up again after a vacation. You know, and there's a lot of folks that live life on a cushy cloud of marshmallows and bullshit, and then one day something goes wrong. And I mean, that's why spoiled kids are so sad. Like, a spoiled young boy is one of the saddest things ever. A young boy that becomes a man and can't take care of himself, and his dad has to keep on rescuing him, his dad has to keep on bailing him out of situations and giving him money. I've met guys like that, and that is a crippling affliction when they don't have the character themselves to be able to get by in life. They constantly need someone to help them and bail them out. Even as a grown man, I've met guys in their 40s that still need help from their parents. I'm like, what the fuck, man? You're never going to get it right, because somewhere along the line, they didn't face enough of the adversity to realize that there's sometimes you just got to get up and get shit done. There's sometimes where you have to pull yourself up and you have to push forward, even if you want to stay in bed. And if you don't do that, and you just keep calling on your daddy, and your daddy keeps rescuing you, you never develop those tools. You never develop that ability to recognize what you're doing wrong with your life. Because you're soft, you got a cushiony, you got a safety net for your safety net.
If you had a kid, obviously you do have a kid, but say if you had like a 20-year-old, and he's just a doper, where he wake and bakes and doesn't get anything done, he's just always like hanging out with his friends and playing video games, and he's just a loser.
Yeah.
I wish there was a way you could show someone like that. Like, I know that you're getting some comfort and satisfaction out of just laying around, doing nothing, eating, getting fat. But your life would feel better and richer if you had a goal. You chase that goal, you accomplish some things, and you would get this boost of confidence, you'd get this boost of self-esteem, like whatever it is that you're into doing. Maybe you're into drawing comic books. Maybe you're into but making pottery or sculptures or but find whatever the fuck that is and pursue that instead of doing nothing. Like, the people that are doing nothing, those are the real people. I mean, look, doing something might be as simple as like that Alex Honnold guy. He just climbs rocks, but he's world class rock climber. Though. It's something,
but and it's also a goal of his, his, and he's also the best at it. Right?
Yes, yeah.
But those people who smoke pot all day and do that, those are also the guys who hate on Joe Rogan for being in shape, you know what I'm saying, or being disciplined, or get on Kevin Hart's Instagram and hate on him, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't, it's their own insecurities. I see what you're saying, but I would assume they would get motivated by seeing other people do something with their lives. Like, that should be motivating, not
yeah, but if you grew up with losers and you're around a bunch of people with shitty attitudes, especially if it's in your household, I was very lucky that both my mom and my stepdad, they're the least hater people I've ever met in my life. They're just not haters in any way. Like, if someone's doing well, they're always like, wow, look at this guy, or like, wow, look at her, or wow, celebrate. Look at him. There was never any hate in my house. In terms of other people's success. But if you grew up with a dad and your dad's like, yeah, these all these rich assholes, this you think she's a badass, and this, you know, these people that look at other people's success and instead of saying, wow, that guy did a lot of work. Like, the way I'm a successful person, but the way I look at Kevin Hart, he exhausts me. You know, or The Rock. Those guys exhaust me. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, I feel lazy next to those guys. Like, they do so much. Like, those guys are so overbearingly ambitious, you know. But some people, they see that and they compare themselves and they don't like it, so they get started getting really shitty. And it's like a natural feeling to try to chip away at that person. And the worst people that you know are the people that don't have a good self-judge, that everything they do is awesome.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers never grow anywhere.
Right.
I mean, that's a huge issue with comedy. When you run into people that have terrible comedy sets but think they did great. Like, we would always, Greg Fitzsimmons and I would always talk about that with like open micers. Like, there's people that hear phantom laughs. Like, they think they're doing great and they have this delusional self-opinion where everything they do is awesome and they don't know why they're not successful already. They don't know why they're not famous. And those people, I believe, I mean, in some sort of a weird narcissistic way, you could look at it this way, that those people are there to teach you. This is the consequences of not feeling that awful feeling when you fail. I was talking to Burr a couple weeks ago. He did a set at the Comedy Store, and I saw part of it. It was he was killing. And then I ran into him in the hallway, and I go, oh, man, main room show was great, right? And he goes, yeah, up at the end, though. I tried to hang in there too long and the last bit bombed. Like, he was just, it was rotten at him that the last bit, like, he goes, I f-ing hung in there too long. I should have got off with a bit before that. Yeah. And like, but, you know, when I was in there, he was f-ing killing, you know, but that wasn't in his mind. The success was not in his mind. This, the, what was like, okay, whatever that happened at the end, don't f-ing do that again.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But that's why he's Bill Burr. That's why he's really good. When you're alone with your thoughts, you get an idea of what your thoughts actually are. If you live your life just acting constantly on the momentum of other people's expectations, of you wanting to be liked by these other people, you can run into a trap, and you set up a life that you didn't really want. You're trapped in this situation where you have a mortgage, you've got credit card bills, you've got student loans you have to pay, you have a bunch of shit going on that you have to continue to feed. And all that, and especially if you have a family and you have to feed them, oh my goodness, then you're fully locked in. You can't take any chances whatsoever. And oftentimes people make the mistake of getting stuck. And it is just a tactical mistake, just like it would be a mistake if you got stuck on a video game. Just like it would be a mistake if you followed a map incorrectly and you got stuck in the woods. Your life is certainly some sort of a journey. It's certainly some sort of a journey. And we have to all be aware that when we're making journeys, we're not going to always make the right steps. And sometimes you have to back up and try again. And if you're in a position where you can't back up and try again, you've trapped yourself. And the system will set out honeypots for people to get trapped in. The system will set out the ideas of retirement, the ideas of the golden years, providing you benefits, providing you a healthy work environment. Why? Well, because they want people to work for them. They don't want people to realize their own dreams and escape. And those, well, that's a fucking pain in the ass. So you got to hire more people and train them. And they want to set it up so that you stick around. You stick around in some sort of an unsatisfying world. It's up to you to see that video game problem, to see that issue as it comes up on the map. No, I think this is a right turn, to see all the problems that could potentially lay in front of you and calculate your future. And then also look around all the people that didn't do it and look at the misery that they're in and learn that you don't want to be like them. And then look at the people that are have kind of taken chances and navigated their way. What did they do differently than you? What objectivity do they have that maybe you lack? What insight into their own mistakes are they willing to delve into that you're not, that you step back and you go, you know, I just don't want to look at myself that closely. But the person who's able to look at themselves the closest is going to get the more rational results. One of the things that's causing this funk that people are in is that we're living our lives, many of us at least, in these very unfulfilling ways where you're going to this office with artificial light and you're doing something you don't want to do all day long, and then you get home and you're tired. And on top of that, you're eating shit. You're eating potato chips and you're drinking soda and your body is just like, what in the fuck is this? We're supposed to be out in the fields. We're supposed to be walking up hills. We're supposed to be looking for animals or gathering vegetables. We're supposed to be doing all these things that our body's designed to do. We're supposed to be in nature.
Yeah.
And nature is like a medicine. Like, it literally is a medicine to you. Like, okay. People that go, you don't have to go hunting. You don't have to go fishing. Just go hike, man. Just go hike up to the top of a mountain and look out. You know, there's a reward that you get from that that is intensely, like, soul filling. Mm-hmm. There's like something about, like, when I was in Colorado and there was this this area of Boulder where you drive up one of these roads and there's this area where you could park, and it was this incredible view, man. And these people just park and just go out there and just look. But you get there and you park and you go, because you would see, you're literally seeing the Continental Divide. These snow-capped mountains in July.
Yeah.
In July, it's covered with snow. Because those mountains don't give a f***.
Effective.
One thing that we are, we're an animal. But we're also the next stage of animals, where we're aware of who we are and we contemplate our existence. And when you contemplate your existence and you're an intelligent life form, you should always be seeking to improve. If you're always seeking to improve, the thing that you look at, like, what has brought me the most positive results? So it's kindness. It's kindness, friendship, the connection with human beings on a very positive level, where you like build up like a trust, and you have a warmth and friendship, and you root for each other, and you share in each other's bounty, and you build together. You know, that we all know inherently in our heads that kindness is like one of the best gifts you can bestow another human being, whether it's giving them food when they don't have any, or helping them out, or hooking them up, or doing something to help them, just, or being around them and complimenting them, whatever the fuck it is. We know that inherently that feels great, and we know it. We know that that's the next. We have to figure out how to use our resources together so that we can be like that all the time. I think it's always about doing what you actually want to be doing with your life, as far as if you have an inner creative expression to get out. And there's a lot of people that always wanted to be singers, and they just, for whatever reason, never pursued it.
Yeah.
So they just sing around their house, and they always wonder what could have been if they just tried to be a singer. That's one form of that could bum you out. That's one form of a roadblock in your life. The depressed feeling that you didn't try, that you didn't try to reach your potential.
Mm.
You didn't go after what is intriguing to you. Like, we all have almost like a beacon that pulls us in a certain direction. With some people, it's nursing. With some people, it's construction and architecture.
Being a parent for some people.
For us, it was stand-up.
Yeah.
You know, it's really simple.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's something, the happiness that's involved in pursuing your inherent desires is unavoidable. I mean, it's not... It's unappreciated. It's underappreciated. People think, well, all you have to do is find a career. Yes, all you have to do is find a career. But I guarantee you there's one out there that you really, really want to do.
Yeah, the key
Unless
is...
Unless it's just like, I want to be famous. Then you're an
asshole.
That's
what I was going to say.
The idea that we were literally on a gigantic organic spaceship, you know, that's just too f***ed up. It's too crazy to think. You know, it's so much easier to think about Tiger Woods and what was Jesse James thinking, and it's so much easier to distract yourself with, you know, who wears this dress better in Us Magazine. 76% say this girl. You know, it's I think as human beings, we have we're in a weird sort of an adolescent stage of evolution, and we have these incredible technical and technological capabilities, and this insane ability to communicate with people all over the world, and this insane ability to exchange information, but we're still trapped in this monkey body, and we still have these monkey instincts, and we work like in incredible hours. And you know, if you see kids in school now, they have insane amounts of homework. They're training you to be a goddamn drone. I mean, you work all day in school, and then you come home and you have hours and hours of homework, 3 and 4 hours of homework a night, to the point where you're just accustomed to like doing things you don't want to do, and then you're going to take that and you're going to go to college and you're going to work on it there, and eventually you're going to get a job, and that job is going to require hours and hours of your day, and to the point where you don't have time to think about space. You don't have time to think about, is there some sort of a weird connection between every human being on the planet and every single action that you do? I mean, is life itself really just like sort of a gigantic mathematical equation that's too bizarre and unrecognizable to the average person? Well, those thoughts, there's no room for those when you have to get out for work in 5 hours and your baby's crying and, you know, you got to get gas and, you know... There's all sorts of different issues that people have that keep them from thinking about the real weird aspects of this life. This life is incredibly bizarre. J.D.S. Haldane said it best. Not only is the world stranger than you suppose, it's stranger than you can suppose. I mean, it really is. And when you start getting into quantum physics and, you know, the idea of particles in superpositions where they can exist in motion and still at the same time, and then there's subatomic particles that blink in and out of existence and exist in two different places at the same time. I'm like, what the f*** is going on? You know, I mean, it's too much. It's too crazy. In order for you to take care of your mortgage, in order for you to be a good neighbor and show up for the homeowners association meeting on Tuesday night and, you know, gossip with the neighbors about who's losing their house, there's too many variables. There's too much things going on, and people gravitate towards stupid, meaningless shit because it's easy to absorb and because it jives well with our monkey instincts. You know, the Large Hadron Collider doesn't get nearly as much weight in the news. You know, there's a bunch of 10,000 scientists that are making black holes. You know? that's not getting the news. You know, that's not getting nearly as much attention. We're so strange that we're like a movie. We the whole human race is like a goddamn Coen Brothers movie. There's a certain amount of programming that the media does, you know, I mean, especially if you watch like stuff like Fox News, there's a certain amount where they're sort of conditioning people to think a certain way. But for the most part, it's what people are interested in. You know, I think like the really deep, scary stuff is too daunting for a lot of people. There's something about people that it's like they don't want to know what's behind the door. They don't want to know what's outside. It's too scary. They want to control their micro world, you know, and that's why people like, you know, having a small group of friends and living in a small community, and, you know, and they like to know their environment. And when you get into really crazy shit like quantum physics, and you get into the universe and infinity, the idea of an infinite universe, perhaps not even just one universe, but infinite numbers of universes, it's just too nuts. It's too crazy to think that above you literally goes on forever. There is no roof. You step outside your house and there is no... You can make a straight line from your f***ing head to a star that's 14 billion light years away. That's insane. That's one of the things that hits you when you do mushrooms. You know, especially if you do like a large dose, you start realizing that there's no ground, there's no up and no down. You're like in the middle of this, and there's no edges. It just goes forever, and you're like just like right there. You're right there swimming in this universal soup.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and namaste.